This meeting is now being publicly recorded, and I, the Chief Executive Officer, declare that the meeting is open at 10:38 a.m. We have two councillors that were successful in the recent elections, so I will just ask Councillor Hodder first, if she can please read out the Declaration Form 7.
Both of you just fill in your details, so name of address, and highlight councillor. I'll get you to read yours out first, please.
Hi, Tim Shaw, 92 Hinty Street, Yalgoo. I've been elected to the office of councillor. Declared that I take the office upon myself and will duty faithfully, honestly, and intently fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct by the what they
under the Shire of Yalgoo.
Under the Shire of Yalgoo. Declare that
the just Yalgoo, yep. Thank you, Councillor Hodder. You're now sworn in.
Thank you.
We'll move to Councillor Crone.
I've got you now. I, Rain Crone, of 1 Stanley Street, Yalgoo, councillor, declare to take the office of myself and the duties of faithful honesty and fulfillment. Duties and not people by is it Yalgoo or
yep in the district
declare that what do I want
the Oh, sorry. So we're just so you got up to for the people in the district, according to the best of my. Yep. Just missed the last sentence there. So just if you can go from fulfil the duties of the office.
By the
Shire of Yalgoo under the section of 5.104, the Local Government Act of 1995.
Thank you.
Hill, Councillor Croom is now sworn in.
I will now call for nominations for the position of President. So we have received a nomination for Councillor Valenzuela. Any further nominations? As an auctioneer, going once, going twice. But okay, I will declare Councillor Valenzuela as unopposed for the position of Shire President. Can you please conduct a swearing in as well? This time for the position of Shire President.
I am Raul Valenzuela. I live in Law 70 Union Street. Having been elected the office of my deputy of my president, Charles Yalgu. Declare that I take the office of myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity, fulfill the duties and the office of the people and the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, observe the code of conduct adopted by Charles Yalgu under section 5.10 for the Local Government Act.
Thank you. Second you've got him filled out, I will see the chair.
Go right here.
There.
Yes, I'll just be filling out.
Oh. And here it's just going to the line, and here
yep, man
the
address. Address.
This is for the
Shire Yalgu, Shire Yalgu. Just circle President. And then declare that Yalgu.
Here, Yalgu.
Yep. 24th of the 10th. Signature and name.
Here, yeah, the signature here?
Yeah, signature just next to by.
Yeah. Yalgu?
Yeah, mate. It's all good. And Councillor Valenzuela is now sworn in as President.
Thank you, mate. No, I'm chief officer. Second nomination now for...
Yeah, call for nomination for deputy.
Page. So,
so final point. Yep.
Now position. What is the duty? This is again. Now I set all nomination for duty president somebody have any name and a proposition for Mr. Karen Payne or Thomas Payne for be a duty president. And I had another nomination. No nomination. Declare Karen Thomas Payne and duty president. And you have the paper?
I, Kieran Payne of Badger Station, have been elected to the office of Deputy President, President for the Council of Yalgoo. I declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people of the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. I will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Third Amendment under Section 5.1.04
of Local Government Act 1995.
Clear that year of 24th of October 2025.
This is better.
Yeah.
Confirm Councillor Payne being sworn in as the Deputy Shire President.
And this one, you do it that one?
Yes, so just move on as we ordinarily would.
Yeah, I'll start from there.
Yeah.
Okay, who attended and apologise to the meeting? Attended. President, Duty President, Councillor Jora, Councillor I need the surname.
Councillor Croom.
Croom. Councillor Croom and Councillor Angus. And the officer, Deputy CEO Glenn. With the assistant, Diana Jora, working foreman, Luke, no apologize. Anybody leave the absent?
Application is 0.7 anyway, so it's just a note that
yeah.
There's nil there.
Yeah. Any disclose the any interest? Nil.
Stage.
Question, public time, nil. Report the question take on the notice nil. Question time without notice nil. Petition deputation, the
so
lady.
So just Raptors, and we'll have that noted, and then the Federal Minister for Duration
yeah, Federal
will be on
Minister.
Their way as well.
Yeah. Now they made a discussion behind door.
We do have a contract for NRMA, so
you'll find that one.
We can choose otherwise. If it's a straightforward resolution of the contract, then we should be fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But at what point that one is?
That'll be 14.
Contract.
Yeah. 14.5.
For discussion after. Application for leave the absent. Nobody nil.
Unless there are concerning meeting attended. Anyone, any meeting? Unattended mine road safety in Perth, and it just came back last night. I'm reading the agenda, I don't have enough time for made the report, but I talked to the CEO roughly what is going on. But in general, it's a really good conference. It's about nine countries, different countries in the discussion. And the only child representing the Miwok region is Yalgu. I have a full anyway APTA. I need a seat with the foreman when they work it up, you know, in the report, because I have more than 30 different meetings, you know, 4 or 5 meetings a day. Yeah, guys, I'm really mad. Apologize for not bring the, you know, the report, but the CEO have roughly in general with this is reports for our safety. I make the minister, you know, for transport, you know, and talk to him really seriously about our road, our helicopter, you know, and talk to the women's big group, the women's about, you know, what happening here, mammogram, dental, stuff like that. You know, I have a good reception with international delegates, you know, because for one way, Australia presenting, you know, the most safety road in Perth, but nobody talking about what happened in the Midwest region or in the remote areas, you know. And this is, I'm not really friendly now. I don't have any friend anymore in the local government, but this is my job, you know. The point, you know, for safety. The next meeting, I'm going to send all the reports. And the more important, I talked to the CEO, is in the table, two scholarships, you know, for the future, you know, for our people in town. I hope so somebody put a finger up for this scholarship. Confirmation of the minute ordinary council meeting, the 29th of August 2025. You know, somebody move it. Thomas. And the second one, Angus. Any question with the last minute? Put in bold. Councillor Crown. Get fine. Now, 0.2 minutes of a special council meeting, the 24th of September 2025. Office recommendation that the minutes of the special meeting held on the 24th of September 2025 and attached the confirmation is a true and correct. Somebody move it. Thomas. Second. Angus. Any question? Put in bold. Number 10 minutes of committee meetings. The organization has committee meeting previous delegate. Everybody know he had the patient there. And organization committee start with the Merseyside Regional Vermin Councils, Regional Local Government, describe the Local Government Act 1995. External Merseyside Regional Vermin Council meeting. Who put, you know, council meeting?
We'd have a conflict of interest between Kieran and I.
Still gets, oh, as long as it's declared, it's transparent, then that's fine.
Yeah, it's declared, it's only declared, that's it.
So they meet once a year, do they?
No, they have 3 to 4 meetings a year.
Yeah.
No councillor, ex-councillor Willock went.
Willock,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, most of them.
And Tamisha with councillor Willock.
Every third month,
yeah. I think this is my personal opinion. Councillor Angus Thomas, I had the experience, you know, for this stuff. And now it's no big deal, you know, when you have the meeting, you declare and that it's legal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think they ought to, yeah.
Yeah. Because you have the, you know.
If the maintenance contract is, say, working on the property, then you declare a proximity interest for for that item, but not the rest of the governance.
Well,
that's
not impacted by the
fence. I'd have a decent chunk, but. I think they've only just finished it, so they won't be touching it for a few years.
So, my only concern is I'm not sort of here, I'm only here 1 month out, 1 week out of 1 week per month. So I don't know if I'll be around to be able to attend the meeting, that's my concern.
Excuse me, Councillor Angus. Well, the reason is two, you and him, and you're going to have the calendar, and you organise that, you know?
If electronic attendance isn't possible, then it's pretty much just to get a quorum so that they can
function. I understand that.
Yeah.
Which also becomes harder if we put forward no nominations from here.
So you don't want to get on?
Well, I'm happy to, but I've just got here a lot anymore, you know, so I spend most of my time down there. So I'm only here 1 week out of every month. So
but,
I'll nominate.
Yeah, this is important, you know, for that reason I have two people, you know. And extended a marching song country song, Walga. I put my name in there, you know. Second, I need that another person is interested. You know, extended a marching song country song, Oswalga.
So, Q Parliament makes Q twice Parliament. A year. Well designed.
I think it's a good idea, you know, Thomas Paine.
Yeah,
because it's 1 a year.
Yeah.
You know, I apply your relation with, you know, all the courses, all the stuff in there.
Yeah,
okay. 2 months. External Midwest Region Rock Group, and I'm a member of that one. I need a seconder to.
You're on the honorable?
Yes.
So they tend to meet, the subgroup meetings are beforehand, and we usually just conduct them electronically, and then the main regional road group is held at least 2 times a year, sometimes 3, but normally that's 2, and that's Geraldton based, is the main regional road group.
Normally with this staff, myself and the CEO going to, you know, this main, maybe, you know, the foreman. Look.
Okay.
Because
so
this is
the,
no.
Yeah, admin will still attend.
Yeah.
And we have a works manager sent along now, but it is still good to have a backup there as a councillor or anyone else that's interested.
Extend the Gundawa Conservation Association. Last time is Councillor Hora there. I think it's a good idea still in there because she knows the area. I suppose this year is a new program, if you're really interested or not. Okay, Councillor Hora. The second for that one, Councillor Crone.
That's mine, right?
Yeah.
You interested in be with the mission, the organization?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So they received funding primarily from the Mount Gibson Mining Project. They are perindustry based, but they do a number of conservation projects using some of that funding. Yeah.
This year's look. And external development assessment panel. I wasn't there, but anyone jumping on this panel, he need finish the course. It's compulsory. You have the course.
So this group, a development assessment panel is called when there is a major planning application for a region. We tend not to see too many of them because everything is mining in that space, which falls outside of planning legislation. It would, an example in the Wheat Belt would be an energy project like a wind farm or something like that, which is also something that could happen here, but chances are that would still again be a mining company. So the requirements by the state are pretty strict for training, and the appointment is usually for the four, or either the 2 year or the 4 year cycle, and it usually falls in such a way that a development assessment panel is called. It is a chair with planning and knowledge of the state system, another person from a panel outside of the district, and then a person from the local government that is the one with the application. So there is, once the training's done and things like that, it could be that a project goes before the Shire of Morawa, and they could ask a neighbouring council to put forward a person that's on the panel. But in the 5 years I've been here, we haven't been involved in one. It's just for mining and how a bit more planning has moved to the state.
I think, I don't know if it's possible, do we be part of this one?
The no, can't be. Has to be a councillor.
Yeah, yes, Oliagas. Because this is a new legislation, new, you know, all the manifestation.
The state government have already moved a bunch of responsibilities for residential developments to the CEO that can't be put back to council or taken council.
All right. Equation. I have anybody interested in that? No. Okay. External Midwest Local Government Emergency Management Network LIMEC. I'm in there with the CEO normally. I need somebody, you know, if you're interested in that.
We usually hold in town here 2 to 3 meetings a year. The next closest one is early in November, which is in dates written in my general report. But that's not too far away at the start of the bushfire season.
It's all involved reports, involved, you know, working really closely, you know, with all the agencies. You know, this is the difficult part, but...
Yeah, workshop with mining. Yeah. Mining and trucking usually send representatives and then agencies, so Main Roads, DFIS, communities and a few other groups like that.
But normally in this one is Ian and myself in there, because Ian put all the stuff from the Shire, you know.
Start like that.
But normally it's House Commission, WAX, I have a lot of invitation, but bottom line, who is coming, you know. Okay, somebody interested in that? No? Okay. Challenge of the Auditorium Resources Committee. Appointment and Chief Bush Fire Control Officer Ian Holland, Deputy Bush Fire Control Officer David Rock, Fire Control Officer Gal Palmo, Fire Control Officer Richard Rain from CES, and Fire Control Officer Jim McNamara.
Just on the Audit and Risk Committee, so the legislation hasn't received a cent yet, but we do require an independent chair of the Audit and Risk Committee, so we will have to go out for recruitment effectively. They have to be someone with financial and a background that is independent of the local government. They then chair that meeting. There's also a potential responsibility for a deputy if that person's not available, an independent deputy to chair the meeting. We've looked at how a couple of neighbouring local governments have done it, and we'll probably advertise it the way that Mount Magnet did. So they received an experienced candidate that is then can only receive a meeting fee for attendance. So that for the time being, they're attending remotely, which again is difficult when you can only attend half of the meetings a year remotely. When there's 1 to 2 meetings, that's... an interesting one under the legislation. So it's, we'd just kind of put forward that it would be all councillors, but then on top of that we'd have an independent chair that will go out for recruitment for.
Yep.
We'll bring that report back to council.
Okay. And the CEO performance committee, and this one is the same, you know, all reading and day, you know, you must need completely required WALGA training as per the SHARA policy, you know. President members, deputy president members up to the SHARA president and deputy SHARA president respectively. You know, normally that one in here, the same for long period, no people, you know, do the, you know, this course, you know, from WALGA. I have ready the, you know, the performance course. I have a 7. I have two courses plus 6 review.
In the prior to the November meeting, we'll do a short workshop on training planning. So yeah, just the stuff that is mandatory, but then also for if we get the lawyer or civic legals presented to council in the past and a few other groups like that. So we'll put a few options forward and then show you the budget that currently exists, and we'll just make a bit of a plan at the start of the next meeting.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, Ian, talk to our neighbor, you know, do it together, any course with the neighbors, you know, for the cost coming down, you know. Maybe the neighbor coming, one course coming here, and another course coming there, you know, it's easy way. Because last time, the last course for performance is in
Montmagnen. Oh, okay, yeah, more recently.
The last course, he was in Montmagnen, you know. All right. Policies application governing policies is done. It's done. Council nominate representative is done. President Didi, President Dan, Council and CEO is denied by the President. Okay, the Council accepted the appointment and organization and committee, including the appointment of presiding members or deputy presiding members. Somebody move it. Angus. Seconder. Thomas.
Do you want me to run down what we've got listed? Or everyone wrote that down as they went? They're pretty comfortable with what was...
I think everybody know who is, you know, the... What is stuff.
We all get put in the email chain filled up.
Put in bold. Right. 11.2, technical service reports. Official recommendation, the Council received the technical service report of the 30 September 2025. Somebody move it. Councillor Kroon. Seconder. Thomas. Any question?
Yeah, I have a question about the grading of the roads in the Charles Darwin Reserve. Due for October. Road tracks in Charles Darwin Reserve. Okay.
Yep.
So do we I see the boundary is south of the Goodlands Road. Do we grade the Goodlands Road as well?
No, it's everything that was within the sanctuary, wasn't it?
Charles Darwin was done as private works.
It's not part of the us.
Goodlands has always been an interesting one, and because it's in 3 local governments, Dow Wallanew has tended to do the majority of the work.
Right. Yeah. I've just noticed the quality of that has declined over recent years.
Yeah, yeah. No, the sand, a lot of that is sand. Only a couple of Ks of it are with us. We can have that conversation with the neighbours. Right. We, like the Sandstone, Paints Pine Sandstone Road, as an example, only a couple of Ks of that is within our local government. So when Sandstone do their whole 150 Ks and stay at the roadhouse, we pay them for the the end component.
Right.
So yeah, it may be that they've had a works change or something like that and haven't continued through to the highway. And there we've recently, AWC has volunteered to do, Capricorn Metals has recently volunteered to grade the Sanctuary Road, which is the one that runs from the AWC boundary out to the highway. They are seeing quite a substantial amount of traffic between their two
right.
camps and their new camps to what that would expect for a gravel road. So that'll be a future challenge as well. But no, works manager here has been doing a good job lining the end of Ningham Road up. So that will all get sealed before the end of this calendar year, which will be a fantastic win for a very, very long project.
Indeed.
Any more questions? Pull and bolt. Facing. 13.1 list of accounts. Officer, the recommendation, the Council received the investment report of the 30 September 2025. Somebody move it. Thomas. Second there. August. Any question? No question? Put in bold. Crazy. Sorry guys. Yes. And 13.2. Officer recommendation, the Council received the investment report of the 30th September 2025. So, somebody move it. Thomas. Angus. Any question? Put in bold. I see. 13.3. Monthly financial statement. Officer recommendation, the Council receive a statement of financial activity for the period end the 30 September 2025 according with the Regulation 34 of the Local Government and Financial Management Regulation 1995. Somebody move it. Angus. Seconda. Councillor Jora. Any question? Monthly financial report. Put in bold. Mm-hmm. 40.1. General report. The council received the Judicial Office general report. Somebody move it. Somebody move it. Councillor Jora. Seconda. Thomas. Any question?
This thing about the caretaker period and that Stan and Gail are still...
No.
Was that in this part that I was reading about it? It was a real weird sort of thing. That they would be...
No, it shouldn't have affected the other councillors. I did say thank you in another section of the report for them as councillors, and we did a little wrap up for them. Caretaker was more the way that the state has managed and implemented caretaker mode leaves a bit to be desired.
Right.
When nominations closed, which was back in September, that meant that the local government, according to the legislation, was no longer in caretaker mode, meaning that we could adopt the budget without the exemption that the state provided and those kind of things. But the point of the caretaker is so that the outgoing government can't just put through a whole pile of changes last minute.
Yes.
But where that falls down is where you only receive, where you don't have an election, you just have three nominated councillors, or two or one, that fill those open positions. You're then no longer in caretaker. So councillors that were in place until the 18th of October could have chosen to call a special meeting and make a significant change. And that wouldn't have been against, in my opinion, the legislation. And again, because this is brand new, it would have had to have been tested. But, and in the department's management of that caretaker process, it just seems like it wasn't thought through properly when they drafted the legislation. But
so if there are no nominations, then you shouldn't have to go and get it. Is that what you're saying?
Council wouldn't be able to pass a decision that required an absolute majority. Yep. Because they'd only have three out of six positions. Mm-hmm. But the other councillors were still councillors until the 18th of October. Right. So the five or six people that made up the previous council could have called a special meeting and adopted changes, completely bypassing the point for there being a caretaker mode.
Yes. Any more question? The only thing councillors are putting there is it. You read it, you know, I think this is a little homework for home, you know, everybody interested in the Q Parliament, because the Saturday 22nd, the November, is a little training in there, because it's a five module, you know, you need new councillors, you know, do it. You know, for the local government act. Now, our friend Hannah Beasley is going to really, really look in all the councillors. If somebody reading the news, what happened in the last 6 months, there's a lot of trouble with different councillors, different chairs and the councillors, mostly in the north, for that reason. You know,
just really in the short term, so next Wednesday the Grants Commission will be visiting town, so I'll circulate a couple of talking points out to council early next week. Anyone that can make it would be appreciated. They're the group that determine how the financial assistance grants, which is 50% of our revenue, is spread. So the money comes from the federal government, and this group are the ones that divvy it out to all the councils in the state. So they will explain how they do that. That's the first part of the visit, basically. It's just explaining to council the 12 or 13 factors that they use, such as demographics and isolation and other things, to work out how they allocate funding. And the other part will be our opportunity to say, to solidify the justification for why we should receive more than a city local government that can rate effectively their hundreds of thousands of properties and receive their revenues in other ways. So I'll put a couple of talking points out probably on Monday, just for council to have a think about. We've got a little advocacy page and other info for them. But just if council wanted to move an amendment to this motion, I've noted in there, so our Q Parliament meeting on the 21st of November, so we've now got two councillors that will sit if available on the table, but just noting that we do have new councillors, if anyone else is interested in attending, just under policy, if you want to move a motion to say that other councillors are welcome to attend and we can book accommodation, but that's up to you guys.
What do you think, guys? Put the amendment? Yep, put the amendment for the extend invitation to
Or yeah, to all interested councillors.
All the interested councillors. I need, who moved this amendment? Angus, second that. Damisha Hora. No question, put in vote. 4-0 for the amendment.
Yep, so that council received the Chief Executive Officer's port, report and invite all interested councillors to attend Q Parliament.
Yep. Now, in general, at this point is...
we'll just need to vote on the final motion.
For close the motion, somebody move it.
I know you got the, we got the second one,
yeah.
So yeah.
Close the vote.
Yeah, but we just need the second vote.
Second vote, yeah. Put in vote. Councillor Hora? Yep, 4-0. Now to the original, point.
Holden and Payne, and then Angus and
yep.
Angus and
Tamisha.
Yeah, Angus and Tamisha. Now come back to the original.
Just if councillors have any other queries, there's quite a bit of information there on different things that we're doing. There is now a corporate buyback scheme for firearms, which we're not intending to do, just from a biosecurity and animal welfare.
And I have two questions. One for Angus, one for Thomas, and one for the CEO. Because you handle hands. You handle guns. What is your opinion about this new reformation?
I think it's very poorly thought out, and I think the implementation has been a complete joke. I think it's just not planned, not discussed, and...
A waste of money. Waste of money to then go back and look back at it and not change anything.
And waste of time.
A huge waste of time.
Yeah. Very, very centric, city-centric legislation, which has been a lot of it lately. You can see that it is very different to a station officer in Perth handing out a licence to hundreds of applications, which is a very different situation to a local police officer out here knowing every gun owner and every station owner by name. It's a different world. No different to two dogs being allowed per property under dog legislation, even though that property is 4,000 hectares.
Because, officer, from the perspective from the Shire, because the Shire have a gun, it's affected to us in the...
Unless the legislation changes, we won't have to hand it back, but chances are if we have a vehicle rollover and there's a whole pile of cows, there is no other safe or effective way to put them down humanely. That's safe for staff and everyone else. It's the kind of situation, that's the only reason that we have it. Yeah. Is that or a biosecurity?
So the Shire holds the licence?
Yes, it's corporate licence.
And that means any employee of the Shire is
No, only someone that has a gun licence. That's my responsibility. So we currently don't have have a nomination. Yeah, but Craig was our primary nomination.
Right. A possible councillor, Angus, Karen, writing something you consent, what you said in the table, you consent, and give to our officer from there, send it to, to the minister, our consent.
Sure.
A child of Jalgu, you know what I mean?
No, that's very good idea.
You know what I mean? I need to put our criteria. If you know and accept, yeah. And the moment I send it to the minister, this is open the door for us, start talking about a charter of Jalgu, no individual. Because the same Councillor Hora, I don't know if the community, our Germans is have any issue, with the, because affected, for the our community, going to, for kangaroos or whatever, tradition. The same, prepare something.
There's probably a whole lot of uncertainty. It'd be the
They go through the corporations.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I need this one. Anyone I have this issue, I need put in the table because it's affected all the station.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Well, my brother actually wrote, made a submission to the review committee.
Yep.
One of 2,000 apparently, and they said in the report that 2,000 people represented the tiny fraction of the population of West Australia or the country population, therefore could be ignored.
Yeah. Like everything.
The people with first-hand information that actually use these tools are the ones that we should ignore. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I don't have any more issue with that. Put in both.
What are we voting?
Yeah, what are we voting on?
The addition by...
We've done it.
Yeah. No, because I'm thinking I come back with the point, the stuff like that. Everybody reading all the letters, you know, our office has sent it.
The bill to stop rating being available on miscellaneous licences was put forward yesterday in Parliament for its first and second reading in the lower house.
So that would have got through?
It will just be in the upper house, and the lower house will be.
14 point.
I'd like to say congratulations, Ian, on your letters. I think you're staying pretty firmly what our position is.
Health is one that I will continue to push. The lack of dental and other things is beyond a joke.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, guys, you sometimes maybe people not realize. I have a meeting with the CEO sometimes 4 times a week, sometimes 5 times a week. You know, for working up and all this stuff.
And you too,
No. I'm talking about how is it, because sometimes the people don't realize, you know, thinking you push the button and the letter go.
Yeah.
But I need, when he put it in, because every decision he make it, I have consequence. I need put in the balance, how going to, you know, push it. You know, this is, but anyway, guys, the massive job he do with our CEO, you know, from DFS, is a messy. Already is a messy. Now he still, you know, prepared the new reports to DFS again, you know, but you remember when I tell before, I'm going to make fire, but not the moment. Because I need to be strategic. The lawyer working one side, you know. But you remember I told him one minute, Mr. Papalia said it's no good idea put DFS in court because somebody protection somebody. But I need the water running, you know, running the moment. But you know, but and still, I know our officer, you know, accounting officer, not believe that. But you know, when you fight, when you bloody Indian. You fight to the end. Don't worry about that. You know. 14.2 Water Corporation tank expansion. Officer recommendation: the council support the Water Corporation proposal to expand the Water Corporation footprint on reserve 6936 to include a space for a second water tank. Somebody move it. Angus. Second that. Any question? I have the map in there.
This kind of project will hopefully alleviate the need to continually ship water in here from Geraldton when there's maintenance or failures or things like that. It should reduce some of those issues, but possibly not all of them. Do you want to either suspend the meeting?
Suspend the meeting. Vote in this one first. Okay. Put in vote. But it's congratulations. This is a good idea. He moved Angus.
Yep.
Councillor Porter.
Just a mover and a seconder to adjourn the meeting.
Adjourn the meeting. Who moved it?
Mm.
Councillor Jora.
Can I come in?
Yeah.
Councillor Thomas.
We'll say until 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30.
Allow lunch as well.
Yep. Okay, put them both. 5-0. Okay, agenda meeting. I need a mover.
We Thomas. Just resume recording.
Thomas. Angus. Put in bold. Open the meeting. Open the meeting.
Got 10:57. 12:57.
12:57. I'm now going to 14.3. Officer recommendation, the council supports an eating day presented to mention some country song of Walga, seeking sector support for a performance auditorium recover and relations management and disaster recovery funding and arrangement in Western Australia. Somebody move it. Angus, Mr. Cron. Any question or clarification?
No, we didn't get a whole lot of support from Walga previously when we put a motion before them. Before the zone was supportive, but it appeared that Walga wasn't as supportive. They sent staff out to clarify our zone item. Whereas this one here, effectively, the Office of the Auditor General can be, they can't be directed to audit different groups in different ways, but they can receive requests from the community, from Parliament and from other groups. They are supposed to be independent. So ideally here, if we put forward our issues, then 137 councils or a solid chunk thereof, all suggesting that this would be a good place for them to see if it's working efficiently and for the benefit of the community, might be enough that the independent body chooses to actually look into it, rather than just on a financial basis year to year.
Any question? Put in bold. State heritage application, officer recommendation, the council applied to the Department of Planning, Land and Heritage for the inclusion to Warang, Tamisha, how is the name?
Garaminda,
homestead on the state heritage register. Somebody move it. Thomas, seconda. Any question or clarification? Pulling vote. Point 14.5, Lisa Caravan Park. Officer recommendation, the council accepted the proposed list of portion of proportionals
Ancillary Union Street to any further and discuss the contract.
Yalguan delegate in a execution to the Shara President and Chief Executive Officer. And somebody move it. Angus, seconda. Thomas. That one, guy, so you remember, this is a discussion in August. Now I saw the paper here. You know, any question or clarification about that?
Yeah, so we advertised for the required 2 weeks and received no submissions.
Received what, sorry?
No submissions. So effectively, this just gives us the option to, I think it's 15 metres by 8 metres.
Yep.
About 80 square metres just on the corner of the Yalga Caravan Park, so just in from the town's payphone, and that's for charging infrastructure to basically be installed in town.
Is this going to have much effect on the power supply of town?
They purchase electricity like everyone else. But
yeah, yeah. So they're all. Yeah, I was just thinking because it's a self-run plant sort of thing, more
Yeah, and that's up to the installer to work in with Horizon. We originally asked when we tried to scope this out ourselves for whether it would be even possible in town. And so it depends on the size of the system. And Horizon, again, took a very long time to respond and then eventually told us it'd be fine.
Yeah. Oh, that's good then.
No question? Put in bold. Let's see. 14.6, Council of Service, Officer Recommendation. The Council waived the 250 purchase cost under Policy 1.12 for Councillor Pat, purchased by Guy Tranfield and Stan Willock. Somebody move it? Someone? Second that? Any question?
When the policy was written, it was I think the devices were only two years old, so expecting them to have a life of 3 or 4 years, whereas I believe Councillor Trenfield's has had hers since 2016, 2018, and Councillor Willick received one from another councillor, so they're both at the same age. Yeah.
No question? And now the technology, like everyone, the technology is, you know, it's fly. 1 year you have one, tomorrow it's ops. Put in bold. Oh, this is good. 14.7. Official recommendation, the council adopted as presented organization structure. Somebody move it. Jones. Any question or clarification with the organization organigram? Put in vote. Fourteen point eight, Yalgu Hotel. Officer recommendation. The council, one, seek a rental valuation for the Yalgu Hotel as to the person and propose long-term lease. Two, authorizing the estimate and proposal once the valuation has been received, so the proposal and any submission can be considered by the council. And number three, delegate to the CEO and drafting an execution and the short-term agreement with the outgoing owner of the Yalgu Hotel for limited, bracket no exclusive, use of the facility for 1-2 months. Somebody move it? Second that?
Commission.
Any question or clarification?
Yeah, so how are they going to determine what the rental valuation will be?
So we have to seek a rental valuation, so we have to engage a valuer, so same as we did for the purchase of the property. We got one done 12 months ago, but that was for the purchase, so unfortunately didn't include a rental figure, but which also wouldn't have been valid until now anyway.
Yeah.
Do you think the 1 to 2 months will cover the time period?
He wants to be out of there within weeks. So at the moment, insurance and those things are paid for on a monthly basis. So the longer he's there, the longer he still has the outgoings.
Yeah.
So 3 or 4 weeks. If we get a valuation done within a desktop assessment within a week, we can then advertise for the 14 or 21 days. So we could have a special meeting or be back at the next meeting with a proposal that's been advertised that relates to a lease and we can get the new guys in and then they can transfer the liquor licence between them and Stan can be on his way.
Mm-hmm. So when we advertised before,
the yeah, so expressions of interest. So we didn't get a formal response to any of that.
No.
So we since then have had a couple of site inspections with the operators of Payne's Find. So still interested and still like to put forward a proposal. But again, we need a rental valuation and those kind of things. Yeah. So it could be, we have discussed things like profit sharing and other things like that, but it could just be that it's an initial 1 or 2 year term for only our costs, so only our insurance costs and things like that, so effectively peppercorn. Yes. And then they would then come back to council with a new proposal at the end of that wouldn't necessarily be a trial period, they'd still be there running the business and giving it a go for 1 to 2 years. And they, if they then chose not to put forward another proposal, they'd have to transfer the liquor licence back to the Shire and all of those things in the lease agreement.
I think that makes sense because it's minimal cost to them if
it's just a peppercorn. Yes, it means that they can just focus on the business. They have indicated a couple of ideas for putting a deck between the front patio and the back patio. And rather than doing work on the bathrooms to try and bring in a... just a portable unit that could be placed on the side of that deck or something and then plumbed into the existing system. So there's still a bit of back and forth on maintenance responsibilities and things like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, unfortunately, having to do a multi-part component, it makes it safe for both us and Stan whilst he's still there. So we settled on Thursday last week. But then allows us to do our advertising and do the things we're required to do instead of it being an open tender and...
Yeah. Okay, that's great idea.
Yeah. Any question?
So we're going for number 3, are we?
All of them.
All of them.
Put in both? Yeah. 14.9, Yalgu Family Fund Day, 2025. Officer recommendation, the council received the community development officer reports relating to the Yalgu Family Fund Day 2025. Somebody move it. Thomas. Second that. The bishop. Any question or clarification?
How many is it about a $10,000 loss?
So the $15,000, that's still an estimate? We haven't actually processed payroll for that yet. No. Yeah, so the $15,000 is an estimate at this stage, so we're hoping that'll be slightly less. We did have $5,000 that we applied to for Horizon, but I don't think it timed well with their grant rounds. So they said that just either on the timing of the event, it might not be eligible, or they'd still consider it and we might receive it at a future date. So yeah, it shouldn't hopefully be that much. But we have spent upwards of $50,000 to $80,000 on similar EMU festival events, so we're managing to bring that back a bit and make it a bit more fit for purpose. We had fantastic statistics compared to past years, so we ended up having just short of 60 kids in town for the whole day, and then the adults enjoyed themselves in the evening as well. But for a school of 18 or 20 kids, that was a pretty big pool.
And guys, I think I say congratulations, you know, all the team, all the workers working there, the office and the depot. I know what happened because I'm working all day, you know, from St. John, working around with Ian, you know, and in one stage is 62 children, you know, and all day 86 adults. I think it's a really good numbers. You know, for the activity. Plus, this is the first time, you know, I think it's a really good effect. You know, the community officer put, you know, every parent is responsible for his own children. You know, this I think is good message because I see in the afternoon, in the morning, parents sitting there look after his own children. I think this is really, really, really good. Now, in every activity, you know, you learning something, you know. For example, $30,000, you know, $30,000, you know. But this one, because successful now, I think our office are going to plan in for next year, you know, more sponsor, you know, being more sponsor to this kind of event, because it's a really nice event, you know. The only thing is, you know, and what I'm, my view is, in the night, some people, you know, bring alcohol to the park, you know, and talk to the guys, you know. It's nothing problem, you know, only it's a good civic conversation, you know, and the guy said, okay, yeah, I understand. I said, because his children are wrong, you know, that is the reason the pub is in the front, you know, and the van is not really far away. But this is it's an issue, you know, but this is the meaning for us. For example, I need one or two big poles, like, you know, the entry, the caravan park, you know, solar panel, solar, you know, one light in there for more light. You know, this is a learning the every single process. You know what I mean? And now this guy in the band, because involve all the family, I think, our officer, you know, our DWDCO, you know, looking for the money. You know, it's one door open, you know, for how apply for next grant, you know. But congratulations all the Shara people, you know,
yeah,
and
no,
the community.
Thanks, you know, to the reoccurring ones such as Desert Blue and Brams and all of those,
yeah,
groups that return.
Yeah.
But then also it was fantastic that Mount Gibson engaged as well as they did. So not only did they sponsor some of the events, but they sent four staff up. Those staff engaged with the kids during the day. Yeah, that was very, very well received. They had mining related information and the kids could dig for gold and get engaged in that way, just making them and family think about, yeah, just where some of the funding comes from, and worked well for both parties.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the face painter, and the lady painting nearly 90% of the kid, plus adults. You know, this is good. And the other guy, you know, everybody know, is the, what's the name, DJ Ru. Everybody know, he's really entertainment guy, you know, engaged with the adults, engaged with the children, you know, this is a good stuff, you know. I think everybody, I talked to different family, and the family said, oh, I'm coming here because, you know, the behavior in Wiluna and Mika, what happened 4 or 5 days before in Mount Magnet, you know, the same big trouble in Amalowa, and suspended Morowa, another activity, you know. I think our child at this table feeling, you know, really proud, you know, the our event, plus all the people organizer, you know, all the workers, all behind the scene, you know. I just thank you, you know, congratulations to everybody, because for me, all day, how I look, plus on the night, you know, I see, you know, the people really relaxed, people talking, mother, grandmothers, you know, talking about kids good, you know. And yeah, any question? Put in both. Mm-hmm. 15, notice of the motion, nil. Urgent business. Only for the duty deputies, CEO. Open your wallet, brother. And the other thing is, thank you, you know, to the foreman, and now the grip is going to solution. And passed yesterday, you know, you have going in, going out, you know, it's really safe. Thank you, Luke, for your effort and that. But the job is not finished yet. I need more grid, still grid problems. But thank you very much for, you know, for that and all your team, you know. Meta for the wisdom meeting be closed and probably nil. Next meeting, 28th of November, commencing at 10:30 a.m. in Chara Chamba. Close the meeting. 1:16. Thank you very much, councillors, you know, for your support.